You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while the theatres remain closed due to coronavirus. And I guess the thing to say, first and foremost, is Merry Christmas. It's now the 21st of December and we are fully into the run-up to Christmas. And for that reason, the Spotlight On podcast is going to be taking a very quick break next Sunday, and then it'll be back to business as usual on Sunday the 3rd of January instead. But there is so much amazing theatre content still available completely for free over the course of the next week or so. So I thought I'd put together this quick little bonus podcast to run you through some of the things I think you should be watching. Now, everything I'm going to mention here will be available on your television through Freeview channels, mainly through the BBC and Sky Arts. So make a note if anything here takes your fancy and make sure you give it a watch or set it to record. And also, even though Sky Arts has Sky in the title, it is a freely available channel. It's on Freeview at Channel 11, then also Channel 123 on Virgin Media in the UK, Channel 147 on Freesat, and Channel 122 on Sky. So you will be able to watch it. Right, now kicking things off us is The Sound of Music Live, which will be on Sky Arts tomorrow evening at 9pm. This is the American television special from 2013, which starred Carrie Underwood as Maria von Trapp, and realistically, to give it credit where it's due, it really did kick off the trend for staging musicals live on TV. You may have seen it as part of the Shows Must Go On YouTube channel earlier this year, but if you missed it or just fancy watching it again, I really would recommend it. It's so brilliantly done as a production and has an incredible cast, including Showtime favourites Laura Benanti, Audra McDonald and Christian Ball. So if The Sound of Music Live sounds like your sort of thing, catch it tomorrow, the 22nd of December on Sky Arts at 9pm. Then, in a very similar vein, the live TV concert production of Jesus Christ Superstar will be on Sky Arts at 9pm on Wednesday, the 23rd of December. It stars John Legend as Jesus, Sarah Bareilles as Mary Magdalene, the incredible Brandon Victor Dixon as Judas, one of my favourite musical theatre performers of all time, Norm Lewis, plays Caiaphas. But the man who steals the show, I think, is definitely Alice Cooper as King Herod. If you've heard us play the Alice Cooper version of King Herod's song from 1996, then you'll know how brilliant he is in that part. So the chance to see him actually perform live cannot be missed. So that's 9 o'clock on the 23rd of December on Sky Arts, if you're interested in that. Then also on Sky Arts, again at 9pm, this time on Christmas Eve, it's the 25th anniversary production of Phantom of the Opera at the Royal Albert Hall. This, honestly, is as close as you can get to seeing the West End show without actually being in a West End theatre. They literally transferred the entire production into the Royal Albert Hall for just 3 performances, and holy heck did they do a good job with it. It also features the absolute powerhouse dream team of Sienna Bogues, Ramin Karimloo and Hadley Fraser as Christine, Phantom and Raoul respectively. Genuinely, it is just spectacular. So check it out Christmas Eve, 9 o'clock on Sky Arts for that. Then moving to Christmas Day, we have the incredible ballet The Red Shoes by Matthew Bourne. Now, I saw The Red Shoes earlier this year and it is easily one of the most gorgeous pieces of dance and of theatre that I have ever seen. Matthew Bourne is such an iconic choreographer anyway, and when you see this ballet, you can totally understand why. It's just out of this world. We did, in fact, do a Spotlight On episode on the Red Shoes a few months ago, which I'll link here in the post, as it also includes an interview with the lead performers in the show. But seriously, if you want to see ballet at its best, then please, please watch The Red Shoes. It'll be shown on BBC Two at 6 p.m. on Christmas Day. A perfect way to wrap up the day, I think. Then, sticking with Matthew Bourne and his incredible choreography, his iconic production of Swan Lake will be shown on Boxing Day on Sky Arts at 3:50 p.m. This is such a famous reinvention of Swan Lake and really solidified Matthew Bourne as a staple in the British theatre and dance industry. I actually showed my housemate this production at the start of lockdown, and he, as someone who doesn't really like theatre stuff and had never seen a ballet before in his life, he was absolutely hooked from the opening notes of the music to the end credits. He was just enraptured. It really is a fantastic introductory piece if you're not sure whether ballet is for you, but it is just so stunning to watch and such a famous piece of dance anyway that I recommend it wholeheartedly. Please do watch it. Matthew Bourne's Swan Lake will be on Sky Arts on Boxing Day at 3:50 p.m. Now, it will then be followed straight away on Sky Arts with a double billing of Schoenberg and Bublil, starting with the 25th anniversary production of Les Miserables at the O2, which is the one that saw Alfie Beau as Jean Valjean for the first time. That will be on at 6:05 in the evening on Sky Arts, and then straight after that, it's the 25th anniversary gala performance of Miss Saigon, which was filmed at the Prince Edward Theatre in London back in 2014. Now, I haven't seen this production, but I have been desperate to watch it for years. I'm not even joking. It features Alistair Brammer as Chris and the incomparable Eva Noblezada as Kim in what really was the role that made her. Obviously, she's gone on to such great things, not least playing Eurydice in Hadestown, but Kim in Miss Saigon was her role. So this is definitely not one to miss. That'll be on Sky Arts on Boxing Day at 9 p.m. So then we move on to the first of those like non-days in that liminal time between Boxing Day and New Year where nothing really happens and all the days feel the same. Not that that's a new feeling in 2020. But what could possibly fit that brief better than the 1998 filmed version of Cats, the one with Elaine Page, and yes, the only one I will accept as canon, thank you very much. This was such a staple of my childhood. I adore it still as an adult. If you want to see Cats as it should be seen, this is the version to watch, and it'll be available on Sky Arts on the 27th of December at 9 p.m. Then we skip forward a couple of days to the 30th of December, where I have two shows for you to look out for. The first is Billy Elliot, the musical, on Sky Arts at 9 p.m. It's a film production of The Stage Show from 2014, so if you haven't ever seen the musical live, it's definitely one to watch. And then over on BBC Four at 10 p.m. on the same day, the 30th of December, you can catch the critically acclaimed West End production of Uncle Vanya, filmed live at the Harold Pinter Theatre in London earlier this year. It's a play by Anton Chekhov, starring Toby Jones and Richard Armitage, and it wowed audiences in the West End until its run was unfortunately interrupted by coronavirus. They did, however, bring the cast back under all the new safety guidelines to film the play for cinema release, and now obviously we get to watch it for free on BBC Four. So that's on at 10 p.m. on the 30th of December. Okay, that's a lot of information. I will put all the details of all the shows I've mentioned below in the post here, just for reference. I think that's probably enough to keep you going until Spotlight On returns. As I said, we'll be back on Sunday, the 3rd of January, after a quick Christmas break next weekend. I hope you keep well and look after yourself before we see you again. And of course, have a wonderful Christmas. I'll be back again very, very soon with a new Spotlight On episode. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.